Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bumps in the road, but we got Fall of the Republic released yesterday at around 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at PrisonPlanet.tv, and many, many people have downloaded it. In fact, three times the members that we have at PrisonPlanet.tv have downloaded it, which means that the great members of PrisonPlanet.tv have been sharing their passcode with folks. You can share it with up to six people and have six simultaneous connections on there. And it is a absolutely rip-roaring, resounding success. Less than 24 hours into the release, I guess about 18 hours into the release of Fall of the Republic. Just a massive, massive, massive success, I guess technically 17 hours into the release of the film. It is a just resounding success. The buzz is massive all over the internet. The overall message that has gotten out there via the wonderful activist listeners is get this film into the hands of everyone. Make copies of the DVDs that have been shipping out now for 3 days. Burn DivX copies off the DivX version that you can download at PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to CD, burn it to DVD, give it to everyone you know. The Obama deception obviously was the biggest success in the fight against the globalists we had had so far in my 13 and a half years at that time of fighting globalists. Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama, is shaping up to be, by an order of magnitude, more successful. And if the Obama deception got us on the White House enemies list, imagine what Fall of the Republic is going to do. So I want to commend and thank all of you. I want to open the phones up today about any of the news issues, any of the news items, any questions, any comments you have, the situation with the flu, the situation with the dollar, your review of Fall of the Republic. Your emails are pouring in. Your phone calls are pouring in. The comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet in the articles are 98% positive. Just absolutely amazing. We've never seen reviews this good. And we've gotten a lot of great reviews in the past. So, again, you go to IMDb and all my other films, on average, have more stars than even major motion pictures. So we have a very, very high rating for my films on IMDb, and certainly that is another bellwether or another thermometer, basically, into the temperature of the public's mind out there, and people are very, very hot, very, very fired up for liberty. The toll-free number to join us on air today is 1-800-259-9231. We haven't had him on in a couple months. He, by the way, is in Fall of the Republic. Trends forecaster Gerald Celente, who going back 3 years ago predicted the long fall of the dollar, and he said he thought that would happen within the next 3 to 4 years. He's right on time with that and accurate. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour of this radio transmission today. But in the balance of the radio broadcast, we're going to have open phones and go through these massive stacks of vitally important news and information. We'll cover the government takeover of healthcare and a lot more today. And, of course, get your reviews of Fall of the Republic. I am very, very interested to hear from you with your reviews on Fall of the Republic. So we're going to come back and go directly into your phone calls right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. And again, I want to thank all the supporters and listeners of the show for making Fall of the Republic such a giant success.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 22nd day of October, 2009, on this Thursday edition. We're going to have wide open phones throughout 4 hours. And top trends forecaster Gerald Celente will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. I want to throw this out there to the listeners, especially the millions of new listeners that we have tuning in throughout the week, and to people listening to this radio show on a podcast a month from now or next year, or someone watching a YouTube video down the road in the future. I want to throw this out to everyone who is tuning in to the radio show. There can no longer be any doubt about what we're facing as a society. There can no longer be any wiggle room for procrastinating and rationalizing what's going on in this nation and worldwide. We do have a private consortium of corporations engaging in planetary piracy against free populations, and the main conduit of robbery and oppression that's being used the main tool, is government. World government is upon us. The republic, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Now, we can, anytime we want, stand up as a society and take our nation, our world back. But we have to face just how dire the situation is and admit to ourselves just how intellectually bankrupt and thoroughly corrupt the government and corporations that have grown up around it are. And until we admit that to ourselves, until we face those facts, we are only going to lose more liberty. We are only going to see our standard of living dropping rapidly. If we can't identify the pirates that are stealing from us and robbing from us and erecting more and more government systems so that they can steal more and more of our wealth, our time, our energy, then society is only going to continue to degenerate. The United States is becoming a failed state. Vice President Joe Biden's in the news today saying for many Americans, this is a depression. This is a jobless recovery. The only reason the media is saying we're in a recovery is because the private banks, the private offshore corporations are making record profits. And the police and the military, who are the enforcers for this private corporate takeover, need to face the fact and look in the mirror and look at the evidence and realize that the republic and all the liberties and freedoms for which it stands are being decimated, are being destroyed, are being annihilated, are being abolished and demolished and ruined in front of all of us. And you have to make the conscious decision. Are you going to do something about the fact that our republic is being dismantled before our very eyes? You need to make the conscious decision. Is this what you want in your own personal life? Is this the country you want to live in? Do you want your children and grandchildren and their progeny to live in a very, very serious, high-tech, scientific dictatorship? There is a world government. It is fraudulent and illegitimate and tyrannical. It is criminal. The establishment for decades conditioned the public that there's no government conspiracies and no corporate conspiracies and no forms of corruption, and anybody that doesn't trust the government's a kook, and anybody that doesn't go along with the system is an extremist or a terrorist. They did that to precondition the population to lower our national immune system to the disease of corruption so that people would think it was fashionable and cool to not be involved in their society. That people think it's fashionable and cool to give up and to have an attitude of there's nothing we can do. They have sold the idea that being cynical and not caring is the response you're supposed to have to a corrupt society. No, that only lets the corrupt thieves get more control. The level of tyranny we're going to live under, as Thomas Jefferson said, is the exact level we're going to put up with. If you think the corrupt oligarchs we have in place today are bad, if we just give in to them, they will be replaced with even more vicious, more cunning, more abusive, more manipulative, and more sadistic individuals. And they, in turn, will be replaced with even more corrupt and evil and vicious people. We know what human history is. We know what happens when society is given to corruption. Incredible degradation and taxes and regulation and control and enslavement ensues every single time. It's like if you pour gasoline all over your house, in the kitchen, in the living room, in your bedrooms, in the bathrooms, on the front porch, on the roof, in the attic, and then you go in with a flamethrower and ignite it, you know what's going to happen. The house is going to burst into flames. And that's all that's happening here. Our nation, our republic is on fire. It is burning to the ground. But any time we want to wake up, get focused, get aggressive, get serious, and start addressing the real shadow government, the National Security Council, that connects into the private central banks. Anytime we identify these Kinlay, Skilling, Madoff type criminals for what they are, the Ben Bernankes of the world, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the 20 or less big mafia families that run the West and are trying to use our energy, our military, our taxes to fund their planetary takeover. The minute we realize who the real enemy is and identify these people and pass the word through films and radio shows and pamphlets and books and calls into mainstream talk radio and access TV shows and speeches before the county commissioners and tea parties and lawsuits and grand juries indicting these people, once we get that idea in our minds and trumpet that, broadcast that, and ignore the propaganda, the disinfo, the infighting, the COINTELPRO that the system uses to divide us against each other, the minute we figure out the game, and it's really pretty simple, is the minute the New World Order starts falling. It is that simple. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to blitz through news throughout the broadcast. Here are some of the type of headlines I have. Biden, it's a depression for millions of Americans. Senate okays bio lab money. Bill headed to Obama to build bioweapons labs all over the United States. We're going to tell you what's behind that. Obama announces help to small banks and businesses. Yeah, payoffs. The taxpayer money. Continuing, I want to get more into Senator Lamar Alexander talking about the White House enemies list. Reports on the dollar's continued decline. Ships, planes could cut emissions up to 20%. EU says by restricting flights and putting taxes on flights. Bloomberg. China has a new carbon trading scam they're introducing to Obama. Grassley warns that HHS website may be government paid for propaganda and illegal. Well, what do you think all the fake newscast and the government paying tens of billions a year to write the scripts for TVs and movies? For TV and movies. I mean, that's total Big Brother prop, totally illegal. Of course it's illegal. U.S. joins ranks of failed states. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. The feds and many states want soda taxes. Taxes on other foods. Deserted shopping malls. Bleak symbol of Fed bailout. Reuters. U.S. troops in Iraq have time on their hands. USA Today. Sudbury man arrested on terrorism charges. We'll tell you what's going on behind the scenes with that. And it goes on and on and on. And that's just some of the news that I have here in my important stack today. We have the latest polls on Barack Obama. House Dems want Medicare for everyone. As if this bankrupt state can pay for anything else. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Big government and the welfare state has destroyed the country. Government creates a matrix for corruption at every level. It's a fact. Democrats lock Republicans out of committee room in the Government House Oversight Reform Committee so that Republicans can't find out what's going on. Incredible corruption. I mean, the House and Senate are just more and more corrupt every day, the types of things they're doing. Not letting anybody read the bills. When Obama swore he would make sure there was 5 days for everyone to read the bills, now he lobbies that no one be able to read the stinking bills. I mean, they've got five different bills, and they won't give the public or even members of Congress most of the subsections. I was thinking last night about Food and Drug Administration.gov and the hundreds of pages they have about how the flu shot can give you neurological disorders, can kill you, seizures, Guillain-Barré, cancer, sterilization, mercury. And then I was reading Paul Watson's article that had a link to the New York Times saying it's all a myth, and they have fact sheets that are given to school children all over the country telling them that none of that's true. I mean, just the level of corruption and illegitimacy is mind-blowing. And police and military and bureaucrats, you're going to be asked to carry out all of this criminality against the people. You better make a decision whose side you're on. And don't think for a minute that you're not going to be hung out to dry by your bosses when they're done with you. All right, we're going to come back. Go to your phone call. Steve, Mike, Tim, Heather, many others. 1-800-259-9231. That's just part of one of the stacks I've got today.
The following message is proudly and patriotically brought to you by the owners of Ready Reserve Foods, Inc. It is generally not the place for a business or corporation to make an editorial stand, but times have changed. It has become very obvious that our government is completely out of control and has decoupled from any constraints placed on it by the Constitution. It is also obvious that they are racing at breakneck speeds to place our once sovereign nation under the control of a global socialist government. These treasonous leaders, and we use the term treasonous because their actions and behavior can easily be regarded as treason, have over time systematically destroyed our culture, our industries, and now the U.S. dollar. This is our country, and they, the leaders, have sold us to the globalists. The future for America and Americans operating as a sovereign and free people is all but over. Get prepared now. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or www.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another.
Steve in New Jersey, first call of the day. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Steve. How you doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, go ahead. I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
yes. I have a bad connection. I'm sorry. I want to make you aware of a new development breaking here in New Jersey.
Okay.
Okay, what happened is... They supposedly arrested a man yesterday for making terroristic threats about the president. He's a 55-year-old private security guard in New Jersey. He's supposed to be arraigned today. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this.
What did they say he did?
They said he made terroristic threats. They searched his home. They found 40 weapons, they say, but they're all legal. He's supposed to be arraigned today. He's a 55-year-old private security guard.
He might have said something on a message board or website or email.
A fellow employee overheard him making some kind of threat towards the president. They arrested him. This is breaking news as we speak. And now, I don't know if it's being broadcast nationwide, but it just happened here. He's supposed to be arraigned today. It's something to look into.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Steve. I do know that we have a Fox News report, a local Fox News report, and they report on it like it might be reasonable. This guy has a tiny house off the road with little bitty windows with curtains, and it was 5:30 a.m., and he came down naked to make some coffee. And I'll be quite frank, sometimes at least when I was a bachelor, I would do things like that. And the TV news went and showed the window that the woman and her son at 5:30 a.m., they admitted, were in his yard, cutting through his yard through an alley. And it showed where he made the coffee, and the police came to his house and arrested him for indecent exposure. A few years ago, I saw the statistics . Hold on just a minute. Had a bunch of people come into the office, come into the studio. I can't wait till I build the other studio. We didn't build this one right, and it's right in the middle of the office, and there's just circuses going on constantly out the window and in the room next to me, and we didn't soundproof it right. And now, so I don't go deaf, I'm not wearing headphones, I'm wearing an earpiece. And so I hear everything people are saying when they're loud right into my ear. And then I guess I've just got to train myself to be able to operate and be able to do this show. But I designed this, and I just designed it wrong. Oh, it's pointless. I was listening to the news yesterday, and they were reporting that they may pass laws making it illegal to not just text while you drive, and that sounds reasonable, but not to drink coffee or eat while you're driving. And then I constantly read about people being arrested because their neighbor sees them loading a gun into their trunk and thinks that guns are illegal, so they call the police, and the police still go ahead and come out and arrest them for no reason. And I see these reports where they're just arresting people for absolutely no reason now. I see reports constantly where people will have surveillance cameras on their own house, and the police will come out to their home, beat them up, or arrest them, and then they will use the video camera, try to use it in court to show that the police are lying on the police report, and then police come back to the house and arrest them and charge them for eavesdropping, saying that it violated the police privacy, when clearly there is no reasonable expectation of privacy for the police when they are at your house or when they're out on the street. And I see reports where the police will pull somebody over, the people will have a camera on them, the police are videotaping them from the squad car, and the cops arrest them for that. And they always lose in court, but still it just shows they're ready to carry out tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Toxins are in our foods and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
The point. Government is a cancer. It wants excuses to tax you, to fine you, to fee you. The number one characteristic of a tyranny, and it's not just Alex Jones saying this, it's what historians, it's what anthropologists, it's what sociologists, it's what people who research societies always throughout history have made this point, including the founding fathers, Greek philosophers, the list goes on and on. The number one characteristic of a tyranny is that it makes the general public criminals. It makes normal activity criminal. So that the state has a pretext and an excuse to come in and take control of your life and ultimately make you a slave and extract your labor. It's very, very simple. Governments, 99% of the time, make their population slaves to a tiny oligarchy, to a tiny elite. And somehow in America in the last 50 years, the media and the culture made it a conspiracy theory, made it an conspiracy theory, to question the government, to question corruption, to even say that corruption could exist in government became a conspiracy theory. Until now, we have a government that attacks Iran using Sunnis and then says that Iran is Sunni-based Al-Qaeda. Up is down, down is up. We have a media and a government that says there is no mercury, there are no side effects with the flu shot, when the insert lists them all. And I keep going back over that because there's so many lies. Almost everything is 180 degrees from what the public's told. People are told the insurance companies don't want the government health care, and they're greedy and bad, and they're trying to stop it, when they're the ones that have written it, and their own lobbyists have stated this on record. They want to force you to go get health care from them and get insurance from them, and then they get government liability protection to lower the quality of care. And the government lies about WMDs. The government, I saw the attorney general up on television right before I went on air giving a live press conference about a giant drug bust. Give me a break. They always bust some mid-level cowboy who didn't launder his cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, ecstasy, whatever drug he's selling, money with the right bank. And so he's busted. When on record, the CIA has been caught hundreds of times shipping in cocaine and heroin. Congressional reports, the 1996 CIA Solicitor General, I've got it on video, off C-SPAN admitting the CIA brought in the cocaine for the crack epidemic. Now, the public thinks that's a rumor because they never looked at the documents or the testimony. Just like the public still thinks it's a rumor that the Gulf of Tonkin attack on our ships was staged. No, it's now been declassified. You just haven't gone and looked it up. All right, I said I'm going to take your calls. It just goes on and on and on and on. The lying, the stealing, the cheating. Here in Austin, they're about to pass tens of millions of dollars of funding. In fact, I had that in my stat, guys, and I didn't bring it. Just search engine the term government paid for city-funded abortions, county-funded abortions, Austin. It's a big deal right now with locals, and it should be. I mean, if you're for abortion and you're for dehumanizing human life to that point, it's a horrible thing. But you certainly shouldn't be able to argue that other people have to pay for it. And they've got federal and state laws where girls as young as 10 don't have to tell their parents when they have an abortion, but they've got to get a note until they're 17 in high school to be allowed to go on a field trip to the planetarium or the zoo or to SeaWorld. You got to get a mommy's note to go to SeaWorld, but you don't need mommy or daddy's permission when you're 10 to go have some filthy abortuary kill the baby. My God. That's what I mean. Everything is turned upside down. And the news is just pouring in how they're making everything criminal, everything a crime. They're arresting people every day for things that aren't even crimes. I've seen three different cases I know of my listeners being arrested for handing out my films to police. The most famous case that made the newspapers was Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky. Family, been there since the founding of the county, well-known family, upstanding member of society, no criminal record. He gets Road to Tyranny and a Ron Paul speech. He puts Ron Paul at the front and Road to Tyranny on the second part of the VHS tape. This is like 6 years ago. Ron Paul's neocon speech. He gives it to a local state police officer. 3 days later, the guy pulls him over when he leaves his house, laughs to his wife on his cell phone and says, "I just arrested the VHS bandit," and says that video's anti-law enforcement. And he was charged for the Ron Paul video, and he was charged for Road to Tyranny. And I called the judge up at home with it on speaker with my wife as a witness, because I didn't want that judge making something up, but also wasn't going to record the judge because of wiretapping laws in many states. And I said, "Oh, hello." And it was the judge. I called information. He goes, "Yes." I go, "Do you have Kelly Rushing next week in a terroristic threat trial?" I go, "That's in the newspaper. You're really going to have this trial? I'm I'm with the news media, and I'm Alex Jones. He goes, I know who you are. And I said, you're going ahead with this trial. And he said, yes. And they seated the jury, and they came in and wanted to give him 3 years for each count consecutive, 6 years in the state pen for giving him a video. They said the video was a threat to, I mean, how warped is that state police officer's brain? How crazy is that lunatic? How un-American is that person to think that you can't give somebody a videotape of a congressman giving a speech in America? Or Road to Tyranny that doesn't call for any violence. It reaches out to police and asks them to wake up and follow the Bill of Rights. It shows their internal training manuals where they were listing gun owners and conservatives as terrorists. Oh, yeah, back when I'd put out films like Road to Tyranny in 2002, I couldn't get national attention. We've broken hundreds of those documents over the years. And it was funny to that cop, to that Kentucky State Police officer. Kelly Rushing wasn't a human being. He didn't have a life. It was funny trying to put him in prison for 6 years. It was a big joke to him and his wife. It was fun. He went in and testified to that jury and wanted Kelly in prison. They don't think you're a human being. They're so self-centered. And it's not just the cops. The general public, we all know, is either awake and upset and focused and loving and caring, or they're absolutely worldly scum who don't care about their husbands, their wives, their children, their society, much less you. You know, we hear about how the government loves the troops, but that's why they've tried to make them and have pay for their meals in hospitals when they're in Ramstein and other hospitals in Europe when their arms and legs blown off or when they're all shot up. That's why Obama tried to make troops pay for their own medical care with their own insurance. People didn't believe that when we first broke it. We saw a congressional report, and weeks later, the head of the American Legion came on this radio show and said he met with Obama, and Obama did pitch him the idea. But under Bush, they were trying to make the troops pay for their own health care and their own food and their own flights back home. The point is, they don't care about you either. And that stupid moron police officer should be fired. But, of course, he wasn't. It was funny at the state police office. Sit around and laugh about trying to ruin some good American's life for his First Amendment. Kelly lovingly, politely said, I'd like you to have this, sir. I'd like you to see what Ron Paul and Alex Jones have to say about what's happening. We'd like you to be on the right side of history. All right, I said I'd take your calls. It's just the republic is falling right now. It is imploding. It is falling apart. There's no doubt that we're going into a very serious system of oppression. There is no doubt we've already been robbed blind. There is no doubt that it's only going to get worse unless we really stand up. And the system's going to stage terror attacks to make themselves the victims. There's nothing they won't do. All right, I'm going to give each caller 1 minute because I do want to go to everybody. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm a police officer up here in Ohio, and, you know, that's totally wrong, that stuff in Kentucky. Anyway, since I'm only getting a minute, I got a few points I want to touch on. Long-time listener, Prison Planet subscriber.
Well, thank you.
Ecola Blue, awesome product. My uncle bought one, loves it. Calben products are great. And I just had a serious bout with the flu here, and I've been taking colloidal silver for a while. And my flu lasted me a day and a half. Everybody else here at work has been down 4 to 5 days. So I ordered that silver lungs thing. But
well, I'm no medical doctor, but we've had medical doctor on after medical doctor who says that silver is the best thing out there. Now, pun intended, it's not a silver bullet, but it's one of the best things out there, according to the doctors we've had on the show who aren't even selling this stuff. So, anything I have as a sponsor, I believe in.
Right. And actually, I'm getting ready to hook up. I'm going to try to hook up with Dr. Tenpenny for some stuff. But on another note, I wear my InfoWars wristband that says Defend Freedom on it every day, and we just had a thing with DHS police. Let me tell you something. Most of those guys are good to go, but some of them, it freaked them out pretty bad that I was wearing that wristband. And, you know, I wear it everywhere, you know, and the high-ups in my department, you know, they hate it, but they let everybody else wear their other wristband, so they really can't say too much about it. But that's about it, man. You're doing a great job. I haven't watched the trailer yet or the new film yet. I was going to download it, but ran out of time on the connection speed. But you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and we appreciate everything. And there's a lot of good cops out here. I mean, there's some dirt bags, but there's a lot of good ones. So, but
sir, I want to be clear. I want to be clear, and I can give you more in a minute. The point is, I just want to hurry to everybody so everybody gets on because I'm so long-winded. I learn more in a year now than I learned in the previous 10. Like everybody in life, you know, people make the point that as you get older, you more and more dots get connected and you get more wisdom. I know there are a lot of good police. I mean, I've had a car wreck before. Both the state troopers that came to help us were fans of the show. I go to the gym. Police come over that are supporters of the show, and they say, why are you so hard on us? You know, a lot of us are good. And I know police are starting to wake up. But at the same time, when I see the leadership of most of the big departments we know have been federalized, we know they're doing things that are unconstitutional, we know there's a lot of scum out on the streets and a lot of crime, and I know police have a tough job. I certainly don't want it. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, macho, gung-ho job, I know, a lot of the time. It's a dangerous job, out there writing tickets with cars flying by at 80 miles an hour. I mean, it's insane. So I understand a lot of people are waking up. Who do you think sends me all these police and FBI training manuals and documents that we leak to the public? So I know that. And, you know, it's funny that the first person I go to is a police officer. When I was just telling the Kelly Rushing story, I was mainly asking the question, how does this country get to that point where... Because there wasn't more to the story. I talked to the judge. I saw the trial transcripts after. I talked to Kelly Rushing. I didn't believe it when I first saw it. I called his neighbors. I did a whole investigation. I found out that he owned a business in town and was known as a soft-spoken guy. And I read the testimony of the police officer. Kelly sent me the transcript after, where he gave him a video and said, please watch this, sir. Our country's future depends on it. So my point in bringing that story up every few months is, I'm seeing more and more craziness like that. I mean, it's almost like there's two groups dividing. You either have the police waking up, getting better, warning others, doing a great job, or you have the other group, like the G20, where they went into the university saying, nobody's allowed out at night, nobody's allowed out during the day, no one can congregate, old women would come out of stores with shopping bags, and the police would say, get out of here, and the women would ask, well, officer, I'm just shopping, and the police dog would bite them. And what I'm saying is it's a mob psychology. How have the police gotten to this mob psychology where I'm sure a lot of those cops would have been nice fellas to go watch a football game with, but you put them in a black uniform with a billy club chasing down women on bikes and beating them in the head? I mean, this is tyranny. That's all I'm saying.
Can answer that question for you real easy. Number one, they're fluoride heads. They're out of control on that. And number two, it's the propaganda in the television. We got guys here. Remember that show, The Shield?
Yes.
Okay, we got guys here that think that's the way it is all over, you know. And it's I work on everybody. You know, I pass out your videos to everybody. And, you know, and that's what it is. A lot of guys get that mentality. They see that crap on television. You know, they think that's the way it is. And like you're saying about the high-ups, you know, being all under control, and they are. You know what? And I had one of our commanders, I was complaining about something the other day. Well, not really complaining, but talking about some of this stuff the other day. And the one commander's like, oh, that's the new world order. Get used to it. I go, well, let me tell you something. Bring it my way, and we'll see what happens. You know?
But doesn't he know? I mean, see, we've gone from the new world order doesn't exist till it's in thousands, and literally. Every few months, thousands of articles. Just go to Google News, type in New World Order, and it's thousands. It was thousands. It was like 8,000 one day, 10,000 the next during the G20. The front page of the Statesman where we live said New World Order, and then they describe it, a financial dictatorship. Does he know what a New World Order means to him and his family? I mean, you know, they were laughing at us 5 years ago about New World Order. Are they going to laugh about eco-science? Are they going to laugh about what's in their water, what's in their shots? I mean, I want police to know you are not immune from this. This is targeting you. We are all together. That's what's so frustrating, Mike, is that we're all together. Whether some rampaging cop knows it or not, or whether some corrupt corporate guy knows it, or whether some, you know, just general yuppie who thinks this is all funny, we're all in this together. We're in the same boat. And People need that's my message to listeners is this is it. They're killing the country right now. And I know down the road everybody is going to wake up. We need to wake up now before it gets even worse. I mean, I know down the road that we're going to end up turning this around because all tyrannies get so bad they finally implode. But I just studied history, and I can't believe we have to go down this road. It's like telling a kid not to snort cocaine, and they're 15 and go to a party and snort it and have a heart attack. Or they don't have a heart attack right away. 10 years later, they have a heart attack and are dead. You just wish you could get people to listen and to not stick their finger in a light socket, to not play in traffic, to not... Oh, I don't know. Listen, great to hear from you, Mike, and God bless you for what you're doing. I've described it like being in a car. You ever been in a car with somebody when they start wrecking? And minutes slow down to seconds, or seconds slow down to minutes, and you know you're about to slam into that tree, and you're just like, oh, man, why did this happen? And we're sliding towards the tree right now. We'll be right back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to beg you again, if you're new listeners, for heaven's sake, study Soviet Russia, Maoist China, Nazi Germany. Study the big bankers out of England. They run it all. They created Hitler. It's declassified. It's London Guardian. They created Mussolini, MI5. They created Bin Laden. They created Saddam. The CIA trained him when he was 18 years old for 4 years in Egypt. They are slick. And we'd better figure out their game plan. I know their game plan. I just got chills thinking about it. I'm thinking about my family, thinking about all these innocent people. They want to consolidate wealth and end freedom in America to bring in world tyranny. The United States has to fall for world government to rise. The republic really is going down the toilet. For all you people out there that when you see the American flag at a football game and you put your hand over your heart, you know why? You get a tear in your eye. You're not just being sentimental. You instinctively know all the veterans and all your ancestors that fought and died and bled for what we've got here. It's so special. And I have been right about all of this. Not because I'm smart. I know how to read their stinking documents. It's all out in the open. There's no more procrastinating. I'm going to stop ranting. I just want to save the republic. I just want to save this country. It's all we've got. Let's go ahead and take more calls here. Mike in New Jersey. Oh, yeah, Mike's there. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I'm a big fan. Hey, I just thought you'd be interested to know that Sweden is actually burning bunny rabbits for biofuel. It's on Scientific American.
Hey, do me a favor. Turn that radio off because it's delayed and I hear myself ranting.
Here, hold on.
What is the headline?
It's burning bunnies for biofuel on a Scientific American Observer. Sweden is in Stockholm. They're actually hunting down bunny rabbits to be sent off to a rendering plant to be turned into biofuel.
I'll have to look into that, but listen, for more than 50 years, they feed offal to cows. Cows aren't even supposed to eat meat. They're vegetarian. They're herbivores. They're not omnivores like a pig or a human. They're not carnivores like a lion or a tiger. And that's where mad cow disease came from, they admit. And they're still taking dead cows. A lot of vets sell the euthanized animals, and they grind them up into the offal in these giant slurry pits. In fact, you can search a dog food or animal food production plant offal, use the term offal, an offal plant. And if you've got the stomach for it, you can actually watch videos online. I've seen one of thousands of rotten animals being ground up, and see in the rotten meat, crystals grow. These prions, and then you eat them and they start growing in your brain. Yeah, there it is. Sweden is burning bunnies for biofuel. No matter how insane the headline, it turns out to be true. To lower our CO2 emissions. Oh, yes, because CO2 is so deadly. Anything else?
You would also be interested to know that here in New Jersey actually has double the autism rate of the rest of the country, due in no part to the fact that New Jersey mandates more vaccines than any other state in the union.
I knew that. I'd seen that. Absolutely. And I have to sit here and look at all the brain-damaged kids walking around, feeling I feel sorry for them, and their stupid parents won't wake up because the government wouldn't hurt them. The government wouldn't put mercury in the shot. They said so in the New York Times. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back. Tim, Heather, others, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.